A town in the Israeli-occupied West Bank with close ties to the United States was shattered this month. One of its children, a 14-year-old Palestinian-American from New Jersey, was shot and killed by Israeli forces. Residents of the town say the U.S. government does not do enough to defend them as compared to their Israeli-American counterparts. NPR's Hadil El-Shalchi reports.
A United States flag flaps in the wind at the gate of Mohammed Rabia's house. He was born in Turmus Aya, a town of about 5,000 in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. But he, like many others, spent time in the U.S. raising a family.
We are American and Palestinian, my country here and there.
The mayor of Turmus Aya says about 80% of the town are dual U.S. citizens. It's dubbed Little America. About a decade ago, Rabia says he decided to bring his family back to his ancestral town.
To know their second country, and we have a farm here, we have a house.
Residents here are doctors, lawyers, and businessmen, many with U.S. degrees. The town has farms, sprawling villas, and luxury cars. But since the Gaza War broke out in October of 2023, life hasn't been easy. More than 800 Palestinians in the West Bank have been killed by Israeli forces or Jewish settlers, according to the United Nations. Rabia recounts how on April 6th, his own son, 14-year-old Amr, became one of those victims.
6:20, I receive a call. They saying some people get shot and maybe your son with him.
That call came from neighbors who said Israeli forces were shooting where he knew his son often plays. Rabia says he became very worried. His first instinct was to call the U.S. embassy for help. But he says an embassy official kept putting him on hold and it was taking too long. Rabia says finally, local officials told him to pick up his son's body from a nearby Israeli army base.
It was him. He was all naked inside a blue bag. I kiss him and I say, Alhamdulillah, thanks God.
NPR reached out to the U.S. embassy. It didn't comment about Rabia's complaints. Palestinian-American advocate Yasser Alqam says he's disappointed the embassy didn't do more. He says the U.S. government turns a blind eye to how Israeli forces treat Palestinian-Americans.
This is the only country where the U.S. passport gets stepped on with impunity. They stop you at a checkpoint and you show them your U.S. passport and they throw it into your face.
Alqam retired in Turmus Aya after years as a lawyer in Anaheim, California. He says there's a double standard when it comes to the U.S. treating Israeli Americans versus Palestinian Americans. The U.S. embassy did not respond to NPR's request for comment on that accusation. Amr's father, Mohammed Rabia, agrees. He says, look at how much pressure the U.S. is applying to free an Israeli-American hostage currently held in Gaza.
Trump talking about Netanyahu called their family. Why Trump didn't call me?
Amr is now one of five U.S. citizens the State Department says have been killed by Israelis in the West Bank since October 7th of 2023. In those cases, no soldier or settler implicated have been prosecuted. In Rabia's son's case, Israel says soldiers opened fire at three people hurling rocks at a highway. Israel said it would not conduct an investigation into what they called a counter-terrorism operation. Ayub Asad is the sole survivor of the shooting. He's 14 and says he was just picking almonds with his friends when soldiers started shooting. Asad, who was born in Tennessee, is recovering at his home in Turmus Aya. He's very weak. Asad says he didn't realize he was shot until he saw his shirt soaked in blood. His family says U.S. embassy officials told them it would conduct an investigation. But when contacted by NPR, the embassy said there was, quote, nothing to announce at this time. Palestinian-American advocate Yasser Alqam says the U.S. needs to do more for its citizens in the West Bank.
We want protection. We ask the Trump administration to at least pressure Israel, hands off Palestinian Americans.
But for 14-year-old Asad, all he really wants is his best friend back. I tell him to come back to us. We miss you. Hadil El-Shalchi, NPR News, Turmus Aya, in the Israeli-occupied West Bank.